It's been a while since my last text effect tutorial, so in this GIMP tutorial we're going to be looking at how to make this effect that you can see right here, where our text is mapped onto the surface of these spheres. So I'm going to be doing this video in GIMP 2.8. If you haven't downloaded the latest GIMP 2.8 version yet, you should check out my video that I released a week or so ago introducing some of the basic new features in GIMP 2.8. It's not absolutely necessary to use GIMP 2.8 for this video, but it will be helpful. We will be using the new layer groups feature, which is only available in GIMP 2.8. So I'll assume you're using GIMP 2.8, and let's go ahead and get started. So first of all, go ahead and just make a new image. Mine's going to be 600 by 400 pixels. And right off the bat, we're going to make a new layer group. Then we're going to add a new layer to this layer group by clicking the New Layer button down here. But we don't want to use the default settings. We want to actually make this layer be 300 by 300 pixels. We're going to go ahead and duplicate that layer two times so that we have three of those 300 by 300 pixel layers all grouped together in one layer group. Then what you want to do is just select the middle one, and this is where we're going to actually create our basic sphere shape. So to do that, we first want to fill in the layer with a solid color. So I'm going to get my bucket fill tool and choose a color that I want to use for my first sphere. And then just fill in that layer. So you can see there's our 300 by 300 pixel layer completely filled in with that color. Then I want to change my foreground color to white, and I'm going to add my text on top. So I've already selected a font here that I would like to use. Any font should work. And the size should be about half the size of your square here. So this was 300 by 300 pixels, so I'm using a size of 150 pixels for my text. And I'll just click here and type only the first letter of the word that I'm going to write. So G for GIMP. And then I'm going to get my Move tool and just position this letter so it's approximately in the middle of that block. Then in order to make sure the text isn't too distorted when we map it onto the sphere, we need to actually go to Layer, Scale Layer, and we want to shrink only the width of this text by half. So what we're going to do is unlink this chain, and we're going to divide the width by 2, so you can just actually type right in here, divide by 2, and click Enter, and it will, in GIMP 2.8 now, it will automatically calculate that new width for you. And then we can just click Scale to shrink the width by half. So it looks funny now, but when we map it onto the sphere, it will look more accurate. Okay, so then go ahead and right-click on that text layer and choose Merge Down to combine it with that block of colored layer. And now we're ready to go ahead and go to Filters, Map, Map Object. Now this is where we're going to create the sphere, so you see I already have a bunch of settings preloaded in here to make the right shape. But you'll need to change this to sphere. You want to set this to be a transparent background. You'll also probably want to click this to update the preview as you're going, so you can see what's happening. And then in the light and materials tabs, you can change these settings to pretty much anything that you think looks good. So I'll just pause here for a moment, and you can see which values I used for the light. So you can pause the video if you want to see that more clearly. And then for material, I use these values. It's really just a matter of playing around and seeing what looks good to you, so you don't have to use the same exact values that I used. But then in the orientation tab, this is where you can change how the sphere is rotated and positioned on the screen. So you can move these around down here to rotate the sphere in different directions, and it looks cool if you change each letter slightly to a slightly different position so they're not all rotated the same amount. So I'll just put the first letter something like that. Once you have everything situated the way you want it, you can just go ahead and click OK. And there we go. There's our basic sphere. So that's a pretty quick and easy way to get a spherical shape in GIMP using the Map Object filter. So I'm going to click my background layer. I'm going to get my Blend tool. Background's going to be basically just a simple gradient. So I want to make sure the gradient should actually be set to the default one, foreground to background. And we want to set this to radial. And your foreground color should be white, your background color should be something, sort of light color, nothing too dark. I'm going to use this sort of purplish color. And then you're just going to click it approximately the middle of your canvas and drag towards one of the corners like this. So just a nice simple, kind of delicate looking gradient for the background. But then to make it a little darker around the edges, we're going to make a new layer above that background layer. I'm going to set my foreground color to black and then choose my ellipse select tool. I'm going to press Control A on my keyboard to select all. You could also use that option in the menu, I believe. So that selects the entire canvas. And if we click inside the selection with our ellipse select tool, then it will automatically bring up these ellipse handles to control the selection in elliptical shape. And we're going to move it down so it looks something like this. Okay, so just basically moving the top and bottom down some like that. And you can click inside that selection to finalize it. And then I'm going to do select invert, because we actually want to select the outside region. And we're going to fill that in with black using our paint bucket tool. Just click there to fill in that whole region with black. Then we're done with that selection, so I'm just going to get my rectangle select tool and just click outside of there to make the selection go away. And now we can go to Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur, and set this to 200 pixels to blur it a lot. And we get this nice smooth transition in our background. And we set that layer's mode to soft light, and we get this slightly darkened edges. Nothing too dramatic, but it adds a nice touch to the background. Okay, so now we can add a shadow to our sphere. We're going to do that by, that's what this extra layer down here was for, below our sphere layer. So I'm going to click this, and I'm going to get my ellipse select tool again, and drag a little ellipse shape, something like this, below the sphere. Position it roughly like that. And then I'm going to choose sort of dark purple. It's basically the darker version of the same color that I used for the background. And I'm going to get my blend tool, make sure it's still on radial, and this time is when you want the gradient to be set to foreground to transparent. I'm just going to drag that out something like this to get a nice simple little shadow. Again, I'll just choose my rectangle select tool and click outside of there to get rid of the selection. And we can blur the edge of this shadow a little bit so it's not quite as sharp by using the blur tool over here, the blur and sharpen tool. And I'm going to choose just I think it's the default brush, a big fuzzy brush. And you want it to be fairly big. I think I'm actually going to increase the size a bit to like 350 or so. Actually, no, we want to keep that down to around 200 something. It doesn't really matter that much. So I'm just going to click over here on the side that we want to blur a bit, side farther away from the sphere. And just slowly hold down the mouse button and slowly move the cursor around to blur the edge of that just a little bit. So the goal is you want this side to be a little blurry, but you want to keep it kind of sharp over here to make the shadow slightly more realistic. So you can blur the side maybe a little extra over there. And the last thing that we want to do to make the sphere look slightly more realistic is add a little highlight on the bottom to basically give the impression that the light is sort of bouncing off of this ground right here, the surface that the sphere is sitting on. Some of the light would bounce off of this hard surface and reflect back up onto the sphere and give us a nice little highlight down there. So we want to include that to make the sphere look a little bit more realistic. So to do that, that's what this third layer up here is for in our group. So then we're going to right-click on our sphere layer and choose Alpha to Selection. And that gives us a little selection around the boundary of our sphere. And then we're going to go back and make sure the topmost layer of the group is selected. This is the layer that we want to actually add the highlight onto. And then we want to set the foreground color to white and get our paintbrush tool. And this is where I just want to make the size a little bit bigger. It doesn't matter that much what size you use. But basically, we just want to use the very edge of this big fuzzy brush to lightly paint in some white along this bottom edge of the sphere. So I'm actually going to be clicking down here, but you can see the outline of my giant fuzzy brush is just barely overlapping the sphere like this. So I haven't painted any yet, but now I'm going to start painting, just clicking a few times in the bottom to add some slight hints of white on the bottom edge of that sphere like that. So you don't want to overdo it. You definitely want to keep it subtle and just add a slight little bit of white there. Okay, so I selected my rectangle select tool again and clicked outside to get rid of the selection. And now, just to make the white blend slightly more in with the the color of your sphere, you could set its layer mode to grain merge. And that is it for that one sphere. So we basically just need to repeat that process for the rest of the letters in our word, which is kind of annoying to have to do it for each letter, but if you want to achieve this text effect, that's what you have to do. Fortunately, we don't have to repeat every single step. Now that we've grouped all of these pieces of our text sphere into a group, we can actually reuse a lot of this by duplicating this entire layer group. We get a whole second copy of that letter, which we can move around with our move tool. And then what we can do is expand that copy layer group. And all we need to do is now is modify the sphere here to change the letter. So we basically have to redo the mapping map object filter step. But we can keep the same shadow and highlight that we had there, so we can reuse those. So I'm going to do is select the sphere layer. I'm going to get my paint bucket fill tool again and choose the second color that I want to use for the second letter in my word. And I want to make sure this time that it's set to fill whole selection. And if you click on the canvas now, it will fill in that entire block, that 300 by 300 pixel layer that we had there that used to contain the copy of our sphere. Now it contains another blank block of color. So I'm going to hide that highlight layer just to get that out of the way. Now we want to set the color back to white and add our next letter onto this block. So I, the second letter in GIMP, get my move tool again and position that approximately in the middle of that block of color. Then I'm going to shrink its width by half again, so layer, scale layer, unlink the chain, divide the width by 2. Then again merge that text down onto the color layer, merge down. And then finally filters, we actually just use recently used map object. You can keep all the same settings except you'll probably want to change the orientation again to make the image a little bit more interesting. There we go, we still have the shadow there. We can re-display our highlight layer, and there we go, we're done the second layer already. That wasn't too bad. And then you can basically just repeat that same process a couple more times for the rest of your letters. Hopefully your word's not too long. And that is basically it. So I'll go ahead and do that real quick and come back and just show you one last little thing to make the image maybe slightly more three-dimensional. Okay, so I've gone ahead and finished the last two letters here. And one thing you might want to do just to make things a little more organized in your layers dialog over here is go ahead and label each of these with the correct letter that it corresponds to. So you can just double click on the layer title right there and just say like G, I, M, P to make it a little bit easier when we're looking back at our layers later on. Now the last thing I wanted to mention, well first of all you probably want to rearrange these a bit to make things look a little nicer. You can move some of the layers around if you want some of the layers to be in front of or behind other letters. So for example, I'll move this M back here, move the I over here a bit more, G over here. And if you want to make some of the layers, some of the spheres, look further back in three-dimensional space, one technique you can actually use is to shrink the ones that are farther away, right? Objects that are farther away from a camera or from your eyes appear smaller. So what we can do is, for example, the P is supposed to be the first to the front, so I'll leave its size alone. But the I is slightly farther back, the G is slightly farther back than that, and the M is slightly farther back than that. So I'm going to choose the I first. And if I select that layer group, then we can shrink every piece of that layer group all at once by just going to layer, scale, layer. And that was our 300 by 300 chunk. We're going to shrink that down to, say, 280 instead. So just a little bit smaller. The G is next. We're going to make that just a little bit smaller even still. So I'm going to make that 260, so 20 more pixels smaller, I guess. And then the M is even further back than that, so I'll shrink it down to 240, I guess. And you can move them around a little bit more if you want after you've done that. And that's basically it. This is your spherical text effect. I think it's a neat little effect. Fairly simple to do. Takes a bit of time if you have a long word. But I think the end result is worth it. And I hope you enjoyed this tutorial. Hope you learned something. And thanks for watching.